The apparent narrative subject of the Gulf Stream is striking. The protagonist lounges on the deck of his dismasted, storm-racked sloop, encircled by blood-crazed sharks and threatened by a distant waterspout. The ship on the horizon poignantly suggests the possibility of rescue. The painting's title reflects the warm current that runs from the Gulf of Mexico to southeast of Newfoundland. Homer often crossed the Gulf Stream during his winter visits to the Caribbean and the Bahamas. Let your eye dwell on the waves surrounding the doomed craft. You can almost feel their movement, the way in which they might shift in an instant to another configuration, overturning the boat and throwing the man to his ruin. The painting was both praised and condemned after its early showings. When the Worcester Art Museum was considering its purchase, two women trustees objected to the unpleasantness of the subject. Homer wrote to his agents with characteristic sarcasm, "The boat and sharks are of very little consequence. You can tell these ladies that the unfortunate Negro, who is now so dazed and parboiled, will be rescued and returned to his friends and home, and ever after live happily."